Welcome to our podcast where we discuss all things related to the world of business in English. Adani Group is facing a major setback as it denies knowledge of a subpoena from US regulators regarding representations made to American investors. The group has lost $9 billion in market cap during the week, resulting in a loss of ₹48,000 and making it the most significant loss in nearly 4 months. Adani Enterprises shares have dropped by 9% to below ₹2,200, and the stocks of the Adani Group have also taken a hit. Tech charts suggest that the 14-day RSI of the counter came in at 43.25. This news is the next development in the ongoing Adani Group saga. Jeremy Hunt has been in the news lately due to discussions held between the UK Chancellor and some of the country's largest lenders, including HSBC and Santander. The purpose of these discussions was to address the growing mortgage crisis, as 1.2 million households are expected to become insolvent by the end of the year. To help struggling households, Hunt has proposed investing in forbearance agreements that provide payment plans that work for both lenders and households. Though the meeting was reportedly very productive, it's unclear if banks will agree to provide extra help for struggling households. Let's start with our market beat news, where we have updates in the world of finance and investments. 13 research firms have recently covered Rio Tinto Group, NYSE, Rio, and given a moderate buy recommendation, indicating positive growth potential in the near future. Moving on to another update, Baidu is showing strong growth potential and is currently trading at levels seen in the year 2011. Moreover, proposed banking rule changes could potentially benefit cannabis companies as they may be granted access to financial services. This development could lead to greater investor confidence and ultimately benefit the industry as a whole. Recent developments suggest that there are concerns about the safety of OceanGate CEO's submarine. According to an email seen by the BBC, the CEO brushed off safety warnings about the sub, leading to questions about the company's safety commitment. Meanwhile, it has been reported that the CEO is potentially related to first-class Titanic passengers, thus having an interesting maritime connection. However, with safety concerns mounting, investors are worried about the planned Titanic submersible trip and have been seeking reassurance from the CEO. We will closely follow this story and provide updates as they become available. Starbucks News brings an update on the upcoming nationwide strike, where over 3,500 employees will be participating. The workers are protesting against the alleged ban of LGBTQ displays in more than 150 locations during Pride Month. This ban has led to accusations of hypocritical treatment of LGBTQIA+ workers. To support the workers, the Starbucks Workers United Union has announced that 150 Starbucks stores across the US will be participating in the week-long strike. Viessmann has received approval from the Bundeswirtschaftsministerium to sell its climate division to Carrier Global, a US competitor. This sale includes the heat pump division, and Viessmann was able to satisfy all the conditions set by the German economy minister without objections from the Ministry of Economics. The aim of this acquisition is to further expand in the global market. Thus, the sale of Viessmann's climate business to Carrier Global has been approved. In the latest news regarding Yevgeny Prigozhin, a Russian businessman, who has been low profile until now, has emerged as a leader in Russia. He is rallying for an uprising against the country's generals, which has sparked a heated debate in Russia's political scene. Prigozhin is also known for being a mercenary chief and has had long-standing ties with President Putin.